Morning. By now, everyone's watched the Tampa Carolina game and the outstanding game that they played and the way in which they have chosen to play. They blocked a punt in that game. They had no turnovers themselves. They rushed the ball for 130 yards. The young rookie running back rushed for 95 yards. Their defense played outstanding. They held the number 7 rushing team in the NFL a year ago to 10 yards rushing. Was minus 1 at halftime. They're a good team. They're a fast team. They did well in free agency. They drafted well. All three of those top kids are all starters on their team. And, you know, they seem to be playing the way that they want to play. So it'll be we're preparing. We had one early practice that we introduced some of how we would play. And, of course, today is our big day, the start of our week. Questions?
How is Prince doing? Is he expected to practice fully today?
Well, he won't practice fully, but he will try to pick up where we left off Monday and see if we can continue to allow him to work. And he can, you know, he does have some issues. He's just fighting his way through them. Yeah, it's just some nagging issues there, that's all. He'll practice.
Tom, when Greg Schiano was at Rutgers, a lot of his defensive stuff was confusion, speed. How much of that did he bring to Tampa? And, I mean, do you watch any of the Rutgers films?
We watched all the Rutgers film, you know, in all three phases. And, of course, we've watched all the preseason games. And they continue to have a good scheme. Well, I mean, you can draw your own conclusions on that one. They've both been here. They've both been in our system. Mike Sullivan of recent date, obviously, did an outstanding job for us. Good, sharp, young coach. Bill Sheridan was here with our defensive staff. And so they both know the way we operate. They both know somewhat of our terminology. So we're aware of that.
Marvin Austin, is he going to work today?
Yes. How you doing? He's going to practice.
Does it also help you? I mean, does he run a lot of the same things that he's taken a lot of things from the Giants offense and running them down there as well?
Watch the tape, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tom, they want to have balance, obviously, with the young running back. What do you see from him working?
Hard runner. He is physical, runs through arm tackles. He and the fullback are the, you know, are right up there in their pass reception area as well, and they both do pick up the blitz well, I think. So they ran 36 times the other day.
Tom, obviously your focus is on your team, but for a moment, can you sort of be in Greg's place for a minute? I mean, having been at a college program for a good while, building something there, moving to the NFL, being a first-year coach, I mean, can you imagine what it's been like for him?
I can imagine, yeah. I sure can. I've been there a couple times. Thank you very much for reminding me.
What is it like? I mean, is it overwhelming? You know, how good do you think it felt for him to get a win in that first game?
Well, it was obvious. I mean, a team that had lost 10 straight games the year before, so the program is obviously being accepted. They made a lot of changes. They changed better than half the offensive players on their team, period. So, you know, that was an exciting win for them at home, and provided everyone there with some confidence, and obviously they're doing things the way they want to do them. And
Tom, for the first time in a while, Lil Beattie is not on the injury report. Mm-hmm. I guess he's not injured.
I asked that question myself.
I mean, that means he goes full?
He will continue to progress the way we've been bringing him along, with the number of snaps that he gets, and you know, again, trying to make up for all the lost time.
He said he's been getting the right number of snaps, but some is with the ones and some with the twos. That's the correct. So he's holding up.
He seems to be.
Is there a chance that he could start at left tackle this week?
We'll see. We'll see how fast he comes.
Is that his job
We'll see.
Tom, did you do anything with David this week in terms of the fumble and talk, other than when you talk to him, still do drills or anything like that?
Yes.
Which one?
All of the above.
How's he responded?
Well.
Fine, well.
He's anxious to do right. Certainly. Well, he's a little out of the doghouse.
He's
a little bit out of the doghouse.
How can he regain your trust?
Ball security.
Justin Tuffin told Tom that he hasn't slept well since losing, and I'm wondering over the past week if that loss has sat with you in any way.
None of us have slept well. I hope the whole room is full of people that didn't sleep well. That's the point.
How much more physical do you have to be this week against this Tampa Bay team?
Very. Improved.
Tom, when you have a series of drops in a game, do you change anything the next week, any drills, anything like that, to correct it?
Back to fundamentals. Focus, concentration. Can't go anywhere without the ball. Come back to the ball. See the point, catch the fat part, put it away, cover it up. Make the most direct course up the field and gain extra yardage, run after the catch.
Is part of that just slowing, teaching guys to slow down a little bit?
Don't want anybody to slow down. We're looking for people to speed up. Just execute the fundamentals properly.
You had mentioned after the game that you asked about Richard Cruz's drops. You said he has those occasional kind of lapses in concentration. Is that just up to him to fix that?
A lot of it is, yes. He's done it before. Absolutely.
Tom, what do you expect in 10 days off?
Energy, enthusiasm, pride, second game of the season. Didn't like what we saw for the most part in the first game. Renewed vigor, vigilance, unselfishness. Do your job, understand, listen, pay attention to the details. Follow the details through in the chaos of the game.
Yeah, yesterday, Antrell was on the radio and he said that a lot of the mistakes on defense were guys trying to play outside their assignments and doing too much. Is that a fair assessment of some of the issues that came up? Or?
Some of that is correct. There's a well-documented record of that. Thank you.
So why,
first preseason training camp, we don't have time for that stuff.
Tom, when you speak of things like focus and renewed vigor, that's one thing. But when you looked at that tape, did anything concern you at the level of your team being overmatched in its opening?
Execution was not what we expected. You know, we anticipated a lot better execution, and that's the direction we go in. No. The most important game we've ever played is this week. And then the next most important game we've ever played will be the week after.
Is it a different game to go from coaching college to the pro ranks?
What the heck? Is this the only 15 minutes that... Is it different? Sure it's different. It's a lot different. Recognition helps a lot, being able to adjust on the fly, meet speed with speed and power with power and so on and so forth. They have a very good front.
How's Keith Rivers' hamstring? Is he gonna...
He's going to work. He'll be limited.
Anything else?
Thank you.